This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Roughly 15,000 Coloradans could be protected by today's Supreme Court DACA decision. The program allows undocumented immigrants to go to school and work legally if they were brought here as children. CU Boulder graduate Marco Dorado was also the student body president. And he told Colorado Matters that the last few years have weighed on him.
I think the feeling that I have the most is a feeling of hope and a renewed belief, I think, in the idea of why my parents made the decision to come to the U.S. and bring me here when I was a kid.
The Trump administration moved to end DACA 3 years ago. Officials say a wildfire near Durango has burned 2,700 acres and remains 0% contained. Authorities expect cooler temperatures and calmer winds will help firefighting efforts, but a fire weather watch goes into effect tomorrow. Crews are digging containment lines and fire engines will patrol throughout the night to keep the East Canyon fire under control. Vail Resorts plans to open two of its Colorado properties for summer activities later this month. Keystone and Crested Butte will be the first to open next week. Vail, Beaver Creek, and Breckenridge will open the first week of July. The resorts have been closed since mid-March due to the COVID-19 pandemic. 70 in Denver, 67 in Vail, 80 in Pueblo. Rain in the forecast for tonight. This is CPR News.